Tonight on SmackDown Live AfterBuzz TV After Show, we have the fallout from the Greatest Royal Rumble, the go-home to Backlash, and a mini Daniel Bryan. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
It is so awesome indeed to be back here live in the AfterBuzz TV studios on AfterBuzzTV.com, the AfterBuzz TV YouTube page, iTunes, and SoundCloud. You're liking, subscribing, telling your friends and your foes about the wonderful world of AfterBuzz TV as we break down SmackDown Live. What is up, everybody? I am Christian Rosenberg. I am back from Alaska. I have been thawed out, and the crew is here with me as well. First off, he is back from Australia. It is Tom Connolly.
Good day, mate.
Never do that again. And she's back from being here last week. It's Gabby Loren.
Exactly. What's up, guys?
You were in Thailand not too long ago. We've all been traveling.
Yeah, that's cool.
We're all jet lagged. Let's just leave it at that. I don't know why Gabby is right now, but we're all jet lagged. But we're here to break down SmackDown. We have a lot to cover from post the 5-hour Greatest Royal Rumble, SmackDown. And, of course, this Sunday is Backlash. Is it WrestleMania week right now?
Was it really the greatest Royal Rumble?
Well, based on the most amount of people.
Gotcha.
Titus made it the greatest
Royal
Rumble. Titus made it the greatest Royal
yeah,
Rumble.
Yeah, that is true.
He did. That's the only thing I saw about from the whole thing.
And if you missed it the first time, you got at least 4 to 6 replays after.
So. They made a t-shirt for Titus of that.
I saw.
Oh, it's great.
It's incredible. But, yeah, let's get into SmackDown right now, because it kicks off with Paige, and she's mentioning how Shane McMahon is not there based on the fact that the Greatest Royal Rumble, Braun Strowman murdered him, essentially. threw him off the top rope through a table. So Shane's not there, but she wants to announce that the title match between AJ Styles and Nakamura this Sunday at Backlash, based on what happened at the Greatest Royal Rumble, will now be a no disqualification match.
Good.
Perfectly acceptable with that. And I like this general manager segment. She was there. She made the announcement. Psh, gone.
Yes.
Like an authority figure. Mm-hmm. Kind of like a Regal-esque on mm-hmm. what he does in NXT. Mm-hmm. It's all for it.
Yeah. I hope they keep doing it this way. I don't need long in-ring segments of, you know, what you're doing. Just tell us what you need to tell us and bye. We're good.
That's a good point. I mean, unless it deems necessary because mm-hmm. something just happened and they're about to make some rules and regulations off of an in-ring fight. But yeah. I liked how Paige presented it.
Yeah. Do we think that the reason why Shane's gone is because now he's actually having the surgery he was supposed to have, like, before WrestleMania?
Maybe he was jet-lagged.
I don't know.
They were just in Saudi Arabia 3 days ago.
No, but I just thought
days ago.
Maybe they did that in that match to write him out at least for a little bit, you know?
Maybe.
Imagine, though, doing Saudi Arabia, getting thrown through a table, and then going into surgery. That's mm-hmm. a little hectic and chaotic.
Typical McMahon schedule.
Yeah, I'd rather take the bed and recovering to then return a week later.
Yeah.
If it was me.
Well, from there, the first segment in the ring is this week's edition of Miz TV. And Steve, our awesome engineer in the booth, we just need to get right into Christian's closet at the top of the show. Because Miz stole Nakamura's outfit. I don't know what Miz was wearing tonight. I normally love what Miz is wearing. But he had a red version of what he normally has with all this gold bedazzle. I swear it was Nakamura's outfit. And then he was wearing a headband with his old, Miz logo that nobody ever paid attention to. The one where it's, looking at his evil eyes. Mm. Everyone just pays attention to the M that he has. But, why, A, is he bringing that logo back? And, B, why is he wearing it like a ninja headband?
Well, he's on SmackDown now, so he's trying to reinvent himself, bring some things back that maybe he wants to revel in.
Is he going to start saying hoorah again soon then?
Maybe.
Oh, God. Miz, don't do that. You're amazing how you are right now. You're a father now. Think on how your kid's going to watch this.
Well, he made Christian's closet, so it must have been worth it. Yeah.
That's true. You actually get...
Like, they, you guys might not know this, but any superstar who makes an addition to Christian's closet, they get a bump in pay from the WWE.
Oh, that's so great.
It's in their contract. You're welcome, Miz. You can buy Monroe a new stroller now. There you go. Okay, you can cut the music. So first off, he bans Daniel Bryan from Miz TV until further notice, since he no-showed on him last week because Big Cass beat him up backstage. And then Jeff Hardy is his guest, and Miz sits him down pretty much to ask him, hey, do you think I'm better than Seth Rollins?
Good question.
Yeah, it's
good
a fair question. It's a fair question to ask Jeff Hardy, who has nothing to do with that match. Mm-hmm. And Hardy's, you know, pretty much just like, you know, if you're talking about being like a scumbag, annoying, this, yeah, then you crush him. And all of a sudden, Randy Orton comes out because Miz says, hey, I have a surprise guest. Here's your opponent for Backlash, Randy Orton. You guys got to fight now. And Randy and Jeff are just like, no, we're cool.
It was a nice twist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like, no. But he interrupted you last week. I'm like, no, he took advantage of it. And then I did the same thing. So, I mean, we're fine. It's like, come on, fight. And they're like, nah, we're okay.
Yeah, I feel like the Miz is in rare form tonight.
Yeah, like just, well, like whiny, like yeah. The whiny Miz.
Yes, yeah. Or just, and just some of the things he was saying were just like, just out there of just like being like, are you serious? Like, you're really not going to fight each other right now? Like, this is the whole point why I brought you both out here, to fight each other. I was really expecting when Randy went to talk, he was going to just nail an RKO on the Miz before the segment was over. That's what I thought was going to happen.
I mean, this is expected Miz behavior for me. I was actually looking forward to maybe a partnership between Orton and Hardy and seeing them team up and kind of be allies in this while the Miz, you know, had to maybe team up with Shelton Benjamin, but and further than just tonight's SmackDown, but we see that wasn't the case, but I got excited and thought maybe it was possible.
I do love that I think they officially buried the top 10 list tonight.
Yeah.
Because Miz probably like you know, don't you remember? It wasn't that long ago where you were voted number 9. He's like, well, I don't care about that. And quite frankly, I don't think anyone cares about the top 10 list. And Randy Orton, I've never agreed with you more than that line that you said.
Didn't it come up once and they've never like updated it since?
No, the whole point of it was for that feud to brew with Jinder, Bobby Roode, and Orton. Mm. That was the whole reason for it.
They should have kept that going at least, you know, quarterly or, I don't know, every few weeks. Come on. They just let it go. It happened once and it was over.
Yeah.
How could you care?
Daniel Bryan's not in charge, so.
That's right. He's not the general manager, and that was his idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Bad idea,
sorry, Daniel. Bad idea, yeah. Now we know why he's a wrestler again.
Yes. Gabby, kind of like what you alluded to, Shelton Benjamin then came out to interrupt them, pretty much like, hey, I beat Randy Orton last week. If anyone should be getting a title shot, it's me. They all start brawling. This results in a tag team match, putting Shelton and Miz against Hardy and Orton. It's a good back and forth match. By the way, this is your first of 3 matches on a 2-hour program. Don't understand that, especially for a SmackDown.
Jet lag once again.
Again, that's actually a fair point. They, yes. Like, we're tired. We're just in Saudi Arabia.
Maybe like not everybody was at the show.
I'm sure there was quite a few that had the day off for the traveling and all that.
Oh my goodness, just imagine also their bodies, what their bodies feel like after traveling so long and physically draining themselves, not only in Saudi Arabia, but then to have to come to SmackDown for those that did.
Yeah.
And they had house shows the night before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a lot. And if they have appearances.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were staying out late in Saudi Arabia. They had these fancy dinners with the Saudi Arabian officials. So they weren't getting maybe the best rest either. I don't know. Price you pay.
Yes. RKO and Swanton combination onto Shelton Benjamin gets to win for that team. But then the story after the match, Randy Orton RKOs Jeff Hardy.
Why?
Shocker.
Because he's facing him on Sunday.
It should have been Miz, though. Miz is the manipulator. Miz is the one who stirred up the controversy to even have that match be a thing.
And Miz is always the one who escapes.
Yeah, he does.
So that's
I don't know why.
Because he's good at escaping.
I guess so. And he's good at dressing, too.
Yes, as proof tonight.
He's good at wardrobe, and he's good at escaping and getting out of things. Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
It's nice hashtag, having him back on SmackDown.
Hashtag Ole Miss.
Yeah. I'm glad he's back.
Oh, I'm thrilled he's back. I love Miz. I love him to death. I'm glad he's don't understand tonight's outfit.
I'm glad he's in an awesome feud with Daniel Bryan, you know?
Yeah, well, what's great is that feud is always going to be there as long as both of them are on the show.
Yeah. No, I figured it's going to wait anyway, but yeah.
But I got a question for you guys.
Yes.
Do you want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life?
Of course.
Yes, especially here.
That is great, because for those of you also listening who do, we got the podcast for you. It's Conversations with Maria Menounos. It's hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder, and it drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life. Whether it's from health and wellness, to career, relationships, finances, and more, let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos. It's absolutely free. Be sure to rate in the comment. And when you do, let Maria know that it was SmackDown AfterBuzz that sent you there. So Conversations with Maria Menounos, the podcast edition, check it out. Tell her that you found out about it from your friends, that's what I'm trying to say, from your friends at SmackDown AfterBuzz. And also, while you're on iTunes, why don't you leave SmackDown AfterBuzz a comment and a like as well? And you could always share that one, too. We love reading comments on YouTube and on iTunes, so please leave those comments. 5 stars. Spread that word. You'd be swell if you did.
And speaking of people with amazing podcasts, I know Renee has a bunch of podcasts, too.
She does. Mm-hmm.
She also had a backstage segment with the Iconics and Carmella. Carmella L.A. I don't know, but I did just...
Always say her name, though?
Yeah, you know what? It makes it more fun. Come on. And she used to be a dancer, so gotta add that flavor in there.
She was a former Laker girl.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She was a dancer. Yep. Was it Lakers? It was Lakers that she was on.
It was.
I think she was multiple teams, but she was a Laker girl.
That's so funny.
Renee's backstage with the Iconics, wondering where Carmella is, and the Iconics then try to imitate Renee.
Spot-on impression.
You know, I loved the Iconics debut when they imitated Charlotte.
Yes. Mm.
But that did so well, they're like, oh, you should do that every week. Don't do it every week.
I thought it was good this week, though. It was funny. It was fun.
This one felt forced to me.
Okay, yeah.
It felt forced.
I will agree.
It was entertaining, but it felt like, why are you digging at Renee? Like, why do you have to... She doesn't even have an accent. Like, why are you really...
I feel like Renee has been involved a lot, though, lately. Like,
start wrestling?
I feel like last week, too, she was kind of involved in the contract signing. I remember seeing, like, a meme or something of her just being, like...
She's the mediator.
Yeah. But I remember her being, like, mad or something happened.
Because Carmella wasn't behaving and wouldn't sit down and was kind of on her own level in that meeting. I don't know. I usually like the Iconics doing their thing and imitating people, doing impersonations. But for some reason tonight, I don't feel like they nailed it. I don't know, AfterBuzz Universe, did you guys feel the same way? Did you think that the Iconics really grasped Renee? I felt like they were totally doing some off accent that I've never heard before. It was like a mix of 3 different things. I don't know.
It was a mix. It was trying to be like a mix of Canada, Minnesota, and Wisconsin all at once, I think.
Mm-hmm. It was very strange.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they're talking about how great they are and that they're going to win the 6-woman tag match tonight. In tonight's main event, no less, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
The Bar backstage with their brand new SmackDown Live contracts. Very excited that The Bar is on SmackDown now.
Me too.
They run into New Day, who for no reason are carrying Big E on their shoulders. We never found out why he was being carried, but Big E just happened to be carried. That's why the New Day are awesome.
Mm.
Because they just do things that make no sense.
That is true.
But it doesn't have to be explained either.
No, it doesn't.
Like, it's just like, oh, okay, yeah. That's how
here we go.
I feel like that's how they would hang out backstage, just carrying him around.
Yes. So... Cesaro mentions that we're going to, one of the Bar guys, they said, we're going to flatten you like pancakes. And they start laughing. And then Xavier rings the bell to bring out Mr. Bootyworth.
Definitely a bizarre moment playing into what you just said.
Here's the thing.
Who was that guy?
I have no idea. But we all know whenever Raw or SmackDown, whatever city they're in, they always have some type of local talent on hand whether it's to play security guards, if they need people to get beat up by wrestlers, whatever the case may be. WWE, the next time you are anywhere near Los Angeles, Southern California, Las Vegas, Arizona, I am begging you to make me Mr. Bootyworth. I would do an exceptional job.
Do you have the outfit already?
I have the outfit. I can hold a tray of pancakes, no problem. I think I fit the mold. I think I look very similar to this gentleman, whoever Mr. Bootyworth was tonight. But I think we need a hashtag of Rosie for Mr. Bootyworth.
Well, I think you should start here first. Maybe you should bring us some flapjacks.
Yeah. Get to work.
I don't have exactly. The
batter. Ding, ding, ding.
They'll see how good you are on AfterBuzz, and then they'll just for sure hire you. You know, at Staples Center or something.
I know my mission now.
Yeah.
I know what my purpose in life is now. I need to be Mr. Bootyworth. This is what I was put on this planet to do. Like, can we... Rosie, hashtag Rosie for Mr. Bootyworth. Let's make it happen.
You better have that baby oil.
Big E took all of it. Big E took all of the baby oil and Yikes. Made us all so uncomfortable.
That was hilarious.
It was so great. So great. It made no sense. It made no sense for him, again, to put the baby oil on.
I think he just, every time, he just does something to be like, can I get away with doing this? Are they going to tell me I can't do this? And he just does it.
He just does it.
And nobody says anything to him.
Well, we don't know whether or not they say anything when backstage.
But he
doesn't. But he
doing
clearly
things,
doesn't get in trouble,
yeah.
So he's still around. Yes, Heywood Wong in the chat. Survivor Series, Christian Rosenberg as Mr. Bootyworth.
You better hope it lasts that long.
Seriously.
How long has the pancakes lasted already?
I'm just saying.
They got a cereal made, for crying out loud. They make things last forever.
Is he going to be on the cereal box, too?
They should.
I think as long as you're involved and your name is Mr. Bootyworth, then it doesn't matter. It could be the cereal box. It could be the flapjacks. As long as you're there, right?
Yes. Or is he going to be like the syrup bottle?
They might have a New Day syrup just right? called Mr. Bootyworth.
Yeah.
The new Aunt Jemima.
I'm sure
is
that's
now
not
Mr. Bootyworth.
Copyright infringement at all.
What do you mean, how?
I don't know. To Mrs. Buttersworth?
It's a different name.
Yes, it's a different name.
It's anyway, a guy, not a girl.
Sheamus challenges Xavier and calls him Short Stack because he's the shortest of the three.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why he called him Short Stack. But
and the pancakes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he challenged him to a match, so we're going to have that match a little later on.
Match number two.
Not yet.
No.
No, we still got like
That's
four more
I mean.
Promos
I,
before
I,
match,
I
number
mean
two.
Match number two. Match number two.
This one was a great promo. I like this one.
Rusev Day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is intriguing.
Yeah.
So Rusev is there with Aiden. Aiden's practicing some lyrics for her next entrance, I guess. And all of a sudden, we have the return of Lana, who's just been missing for months from TV. Well, because they had her in that
show. She's been on TV.
Not
just not
too
in,
much.
Not with him.
No, but really not much at all.
No, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, she made like little appearances about being the women's battle royal, but that was about it.
Yeah.
Because she was doing that story with Tamina, but then Tamina unfortunately got injured, so then that kind of left Lana without anything.
Mm.
So Lana comes in with the Rusev Day t-shirt on, and she's saying, Rusev, you know, like, this past week, you stood toe-to-toe with The Undertaker, but you lost, and you've been losing, and someone's been holding you back, and Rusev's like, I have a friggin' holiday named after me. What could possibly be holding me back?
Mm-hmm.
And then the camera pans out a little bit, and it's Aiden English coming back to get his jacket, and Lana just having a look. Lana is jealous of Aiden English.
Wait a second, though. Is Lana changing character because she had no ravishing Russian accent?
No, she did. It was very...
She
doesn't
fading,
know how to do it anymore.
She's fading the accent out. Mm-hmm. She's fading out.
Yeah.
Because Total Diva, sure. She doesn't use it. People know her for not really having the accent.
Yeah.
So she's going to still use it a little bit, but it's going to be faded out a little more and more.
I wish but I also wish if
and
you're going to do that,
accent is
though,
gone too.
Yeah, but he doesn't. I don't think he ever really had that thick of an accent. Like, I think he just. I don't. I think if they do something with her, I'd almost make it to where like she gets hit in the head, and then she loses the accent. If you're going to do it, like just
That's
do it
extreme.
That way. No, but I mean,
so she's now like unconscious and forgot who she was.
All right, Tom, let's paint this picture. Yeah, okay.
All right, yeah, go.
So you want some type of segment where even though they try to refrain at all from any wrestler take serious headshots, you want Lana, maybe not to make this sound insulting, but arguably the weakest woman on the roster, to get smacked in the head so hard that she magically turns into being Russian again.
No.
Loses the
accent. She magically loses her accent from being hit in the head.
Yes. Come on. Like, at least do something about
it. That's just crazy.
Oh.
I can't wait for it to happen on TV.
Oh, God, Tom.
Well, I do like the idea.
She can get thrown into the ring post or something. I don't know. You can... No. Do something with it.
I like the idea of her just naturally losing her accent and becoming a different sort of character with Rusev and then having this power struggle with Aiden English and then Aiden moves on to somebody else.
What if she goes with Aiden and leaves Rusev?
What if what?
That's a swerve.
She goes with Aiden and leaves Rusev.
She's tricking Rusev and goes with Aiden.
That would be juicy.
That they're working together because he's been holding Aiden back. That would be a nice curveball.
Yeah, right.
Interesting.
Oh. See,
hey, people in the chat are with me. I don't like the idea of like...
Our chat roll is full of savages. Wonderful savages.
She doesn't have to get hit in the head. But there's got to be some explanation of you had this accent for like 4 years now, and now you don't have it.
It just wasn't working. No, it just didn't work.
Kingston.
It did work before.
See Kofi. He just randomly in a promo no longer had an accent, and Triple H called him out on it, and that was the end of it.
All right, well, then someone's got to call her out on it at least and be like, didn't you have a Russian accent?
Leave that to the New Day.
Okay, fine.
Big E will call that out. Problem solved. Oh, yeah, but I'm very intrigued where this is going now.
Mm-hmm.
This could either be the start. It's either the start of, like, a monster heel push for Rusev, like Lana makes him evil again.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Or that curveball where then she ends up as a trick with Aiden and Rusev becomes super babyface and then they feud with each other and then he goes on from there.
I really like Rusev as a babyface, but I do love your idea having Lana maybe turn Rusev back to heel to then win because he doesn't win as a babyface.
Yeah. Right.
So if that's the motivating factor behind getting him a win with somebody, then do it.
Yeah.
But... I mean, I do like him as a babyface, so I will be a little sad.
I can't really tell. I'm trying to think of all the people on SmackDown where it's like, would he rather? Is he better as a babyface? You know, like, is there more? It's not really. I guess it's kind of even on SmackDown.
It's pretty even.
So, I don't think if he went to be a heel, then I mean, you have like Joe, and now you have Miz and
Nakamura and Cass.
Yeah,
those are your four big heels right now. I would say on SmackDown. And then you have AJ.
I mean, you still have Sheamus, Sheamus and Cesaro.
But wait,
the Brothers?
Yeah, Blood
yeah,
Brothers.
Bludgeon yeah, Brothers.
Oh yeah. Yeah, as far yeah. But I'm kind of singles.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
So where was I from there? Oh, from there we have Big Cass. Hey, another promo.
He wasn't scheduled to be here. Can you believe that? He just walked out to the ring
in gear.
Ridiculous. they made a point of saying it like five times of he was not scheduled to be here right now.
How dare he?
And PSA, I am from New York, and no, we do not think that we are better than anybody else. We are very nice. You can ask for directions. We're just in the zone when we're in the subway.
What?
Okay? Don't ask for directions in the subway, okay?
I have been in New York many times.
Yes.
What part of New York are people kind enough to give directions?
Oh,
I have not
everywhere.
Been there.
Like, I will say...
Get out your phone, jerk.
In the past, when I was growing up and stuff, like, you put your earbuds in, you're on your phone, you're in your book. Like, you're trying not to pay mind to anyone around you or your surroundings because you're in your zone. However, I've had it where someone asked me for directions or I have to ask somebody else for directions, and people are so kind. It's like a 180 when you reach out and actually try to ask somebody for help.
Maybe New York's changed since I've last been there.
No, it's different. I just think people are scared because it's intimidating. People are intimidating.
New Yorkers are intimidating.
When they're
look at Big Cass. He's 7 feet tall. You cannot teach that.
Can I do my own Christian's closet on this?
Whoa! Can we load up my Christian's closet? No, no, no.
If you don't have it up there.
No, for a rare moment of a Tom's closet, Let's can we get the Christmas Closet music up again, Steve? No problem. No, you're going to hold that now because you've never asked for this. So this is a special moment. Guys, unprecedented. Allow me to present to you, once the video's up, I'm just going to keep riffing. Guys, because this is such a monumental moment.
Just start
moment.
Talking about the segment.
Get your DVR
we'll
set.
It's all about
Save
the segment,
this. So. It's going to be on Vine, That's even though that's no longer a thing. Ladies and gentlemen, Tom's Closet. There it is.
Can I give some advice to Big Cass?
Sure.
Can he cut his hair, please? Cut his hair. Like, I don't like this. Like, it's just not a good look for him.
You don't like it long and wet and dripping all over the floor and those LCDs.
I just feel like when he just came back from an injury, there should be a better, like...
A you know, different look
a little,
for him?
Yeah, a little revamp your look a little bit. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm fair with that.
Listen, this is the classic wrestler look.
Yeah, well, he... I don't know.
Don't be a hater.
Be a 2018 wrestler. Don't be a 1988 wrestler.
Tom the Calm is not so calm tonight.
No, but he's a fashion connoisseur.
That's all I had. I just feel like I don't know.
Tom's Closet, everybody.
I wish he
would have
came back with a different look.
Well done. Well done.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hopefully when he does that new look, he'll improve this promo.
Last week
was great. I loved his promo last week. All he did was call Dan O'Brien short. That he's better than Dan O'Brien because he's tall. That was the promo. We are in 2018. This promo wouldn't work in 95.
I feel like up until he started doing that, I didn't mind it. But yes, that was the basic premise.
That was the whole premise of it. Then we have a mini Dan O'Brien come out. That we find out is named Pierre LaFleur. Montreal's own. Take a bow for acting as Dan O'Brien. He takes the longest bow sequence ever.
I was like, what is he doing?
And Big Cass is just waiting for him to, like, lift his foot about 6 inches off the ground.
This is a two-hour show, man.
And gave Pierre LaFleur a big boot.
It's not like they were in a rush to get to a match.
I know, I guess. Yeah,
that's true.
They're like, stretch it out. When you do that bow, take a good 30
take
seconds.
Take your time.
Yeah.
Take it all in.
I'm just trying to think, like, of just more just... I'm trying to, like, as more of a 180 from promos, like, when Cass made his debut a few weeks ago on SmackDown, and to me, it was not powerful at all.
What do you mean? You don't like when he steps over someone and just stomps on the mat?
No, I don't.
Instead of just stepping on the guy?
And then last week, his promo was so good and so powerful. Like, it felt real of what he was trying to say and how he really felt while being on the show forever. And then we have tonight.
I don't like when they do these segments. Sometimes it works, but another time, like, it's funny, and then other times you're like, this was just dumb.
Yeah. Right. This kind of reminded me of when Jinder was going off on Shinsuke, and it was rude and inappropriate and culturally insensitive. This is the same idea. It's just not nice. It's bullying, and this poor guy who had to impersonate Daniel Bryan, but as, like, a mini-me.
He got paid. He was happy.
I mean, yeah, listen, he got, at the end of the day, to be on WWE Network, but was it a good promo to me? No. I didn't like it.
I don't know.
Could have did something else.
And we didn't even get, like, I guess Daniel Bryan just wasn't there at all tonight? Like, I know they said he wasn't cleared because of they didn't want him to get a chest infection or whatever.
Well, again... Looking at him, he needs a few days to recover, whether that was real or not.
But he could have at least run in and did something. Like, tried to fight Cass, at least at the end. Save the guy.
Jet lag.
Well, sure, it's jet lag.
I made a hashtag for this that I just came up with, and it's going to be called Classless Cass.
Oh, I like that.
So, Classless hey, anytime Cass. He does a bad promo like this, you can tweet that. Classless Cass.
Right after you tweet out hashtag Rosie for Mr. Bootyworth. AJ in the ring with Renee Young. Why? Because why not have another promo? Nakamura wants an apology. AJ calls him a coward. Out comes Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
Which now he's just throwing himself in the title picture right now because he says, when I'm done with Roman this Sunday, I'm coming for the title. I don't care who has it. And then Nakamura's music hits. Joe turns because he's ready, like, to fight Nakamura. But Nakamura came from the other side of the ring, gives AJ a low blow and a Kinshasa. And Nakamura just doing very freakishly odd stares at AJ. Which is so good. Which is so good, though. I love it.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah. I mean, Nakamura.
Evil Nakamura is so much better.
Yes.
Yeah. As much as I loved regular Nakamura, evil Nakamura, I was not expecting. And it's like so much better. Like how Sami Zayn was. As much as I love Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
Evil Sami Zayn's incredible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're glued to his. You're glued to the TV screen. You're glued to the character.
Yes.
I love it. Good Nakamura. Bad Nakamura. Bad Nakamura.
And the music is awesome.
Yes. 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 From there, Becky Lynch in what is, and I am not kidding, the 6 straight segment of a promo. She is mad at herself for getting beat last week. Asuka says, this week we hit back 3 times as hard. Charlotte comes out to talk about how they're going to win, and then Asuka calls them all the Avengers. So, that was that.
Yay.
Zeno Hour in our chat wondering why doesn't AJ just wear a cup. I expect him to wear one on Sunday. I expect Nakamura to hit a low blow early, and AJ's going to make him, nope, I'm fine, and then like pull the cup out and be like, oh, I protect
myself. Don't pull it out.
Technically, they should all be wearing cups at this point, because at the Greatest Royal Rumble, didn't Cass have one of those moments on the ropes as well?
Yes. Where
I think Braun was
Braun had shaking the rope. Someone had the rope shaking on.
Looked like it hurt.
Yeah. Well, no. Titus was what got hurt.
Or was it Titus?
No, I'm just talking about Titus got hurt.
Titus
from
got hurt too, but yeah.
Did he get hurt though? Big F.
He was very lucky. He didn't.
That is so funny.
He was so lucky. When you really think about it.
Because how many weapons are under the ring?
Exactly. How was there not tables right there? Like they just
tables, chairs, anything.
I saw someone write
equipment.
If they did normally they do the LED screen right there.
Yes.
Slammed right into that LED screen.
Oh my God, that's right. He would have gone head first into the LED screen if they had that there.
He wasn't taken out by a wrestler. He was taken out by equipment. Yeah. Could you imagine?
He had a guardian angel watching him. Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't there.
I just want to say before we get onto that, because like obviously Titus technically isn't SmackDown, but it was just so incredible. He had to mention it for a second. The best part of the whole thing, you don't really see many camera angles of it, but for a split second, watch the referee that is standing at the end of the ramp. I don't remember which one it is.
He puts his hand to his mouth.
As soon as he trips, the ref puts his hand over his mouth like, oh no! Like, he's like, what do we do when this happens?
Yeah, and someone in the audience kind of like went back a little bit in shock. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine if you were right there by the runway for it? Wow.
I hope you were recording on your phone.
On one hand, I feel so bad for Titus, but on the other hand, it makes me respect him so much more for how professional and friendly he's been with it and just owning up to it.
Yes.
And everyone, because so many of the, obviously, everyone can make fun of him, but they're making fun with him.
But
that's how loved
I will
he is.
Say that I hope he's not like what he did last night on Raw.
Got it. That's it. Yeah. Got to end it right there.
Exactly. Like that was a reason he did it because of the match. But I don't need him like falling every time we see him.
Right.
Like Natalya used to fart every time we saw her.
Yes.
I don't need that.
We don't need Shockmaster.
No.
Every
week. Exactly. Yeah.
It's just a one-time thing. Mm. Sheamus versus Xavier Woods. You heard me right. A match.
And yeah, Natalya used to fart. That
That's
was her thing.
Crazy.
I don't. Yeah, exactly.
We won't.
Why?
Because it was
we
a long
know.
Time ago.
We don't know why. We've never known why.
Maybe she just couldn't help it, so they wrote it into the story.
No.
No.
Wait, do we think Becky's turning heel soon or what?
I think she should, actually. I think she needs it for her character. Mm.
If she turns, then we got to turn someone else's face, whether it's Sonya or Mandy. Because then we're gonna have
Sonya.
Because that literally leaves Charlotte and Asuka, and everyone else is a villain on the show.
Yeah, no, Tamina.
Naomi. Yeah. Still
you're
there.
Forgetting about a few girls.
Besides Naomi, who else am I forgetting?
Well, right now we don't know what Lana is, so open.
Yeah.
Until she gets hit in the head or
Tamina's
knocked
gone,
out,
so.
We don't
before
know
someone
happen.
Smacks her in the head and she loses the accent.
Yeah.
really fun match with Sheamus and Xavier. Cesaro had pancakes in his jacket, like he was selling them on the black market.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Like we're bootleg pancakes at apparently distracted Woods. Mm-hmm. Real fun segment at the end. So Cesaro was distracting Xavier Woods. Big E ran over, caught him on his shoulder as he took him off the apron. Then from there, Cesaro got out of it, pushed Big E into the ring post. Then Kofi went after him. Cesaro dodged him, but then Xavier hit him, and then Xavier turned into Sheamus. It was just a really well-done sequence by everybody. And then an inside cradle by Xavier. Xavier with the upset win over the former multi-time WWE champion.
Nice. Good for Xavier. Yeah. I liked it. I thought it was a good way to to get this started, this feud. I'm not expecting this to last long because I thought we were going to do Sanity and New Day when they come in.
Yep.
But, I mean, I guess maybe they'll do this maybe for...
Or maybe they can do Sanity and Usos.
Well, I thought this was a great match to have because the New Day kind of have to show the newcomers to SmackDown Live's roster who's boss. So I'm glad Xavier won tonight.
Yeah.
They can't be coming on from Raw and just taking over. Mm. They need to work their way there.
And I can't wait for... Can we just have a match next week since you're only doing like 3 matches a week? One match of 20 minutes of just Big E and Cesaro?
Yes, please. Yes, please. Paige backstage with Sonya and Mandy. Absolution reunited. And Sonya and Mandy are asking, so who's it going to be? Like, oh, you guys know the news. All right, well, I decided it's going to be Mandy. And it's like, yes, I get a shot at the women's championship. And like, no, you get a match next week against Becky Lynch. And like, why? We're Absolution. We're your friends. You're supposed to give us special treatment. That's the job. And Paige is just like, Absolution is dead, guys.
Oh, my God.
Cut to commercial.
Devastating.
So does this mean that Mandy and Sonya are over with?
No, I think they're still together now.
They're going to try to... I feel like Mandy and Sonya, they're going to try to do a version of Mandy and Sonya to Paige as to what Owens and Zayn were to Shane.
Mm.
Like, they're going to try to just keep screwing over Paige's rulings and things like that, and Paige will keep trying to find ways to punish them.
That would be interesting, but I think this is the opportunity for Mandy to be a heel and Sonya to be a babyface and them to split off.
Yeah,
I'm fine with that, too. Mm. Whatever way gets them more TV time, because they are both just growing week by week by week. So I'd be all for it. Whatever gets them more exposure, more matches, segments, etc. Mm-hmm. A little vignette of Almas with Selena talking about how, well, you know, we're not going to tell you when we're debuting. Just know that SmackDown soon is going to change forever.
So why do they have all this time off? I'm just curious.
They're probably doing dates for NXT.
Yeah, they're wrapping up their NXT tour.
Oh, taping. So they're still doing that.
A lot of the guys, once they get called up, they go for maybe a couple more months at NXT house shows. Mm-hmm. So, like, even, like, Inoue Jose and Peyton and Bill recently, like, had their, like, final NXT shows. Mm. Like, maybe in the last couple weeks.
Gotcha.
This roster is so stacked.
It really is.
Like, every time I see somebody, I'm like, oh, my, like, Joe earlier. I was like, oh, my gosh, you got Joe on this show. We have Nakamura and Almas. Like, holy crap. Randy Orton's got to get out of here because he's getting too old.
Main event, Charlotte, Becky, and Oscar versus Carmella and the Iconics. Thought it was a really fun match. Gave a lot of time because we only had 3 matches. So,
well, someone in the chat room said the women were well rested because they didn't go on the trip.
That's for sure.
So,
that's why they got so much time tonight. Mm-hmm.
I'm
not hating. I do think that's... I think they were probably like...
I get his joke. I get his joke.
It was a joke, but nothing more. These girls were phenomenal.
They did great.
I'm glad they were the main event. Yeah, me too.
This match, especially with only like the 3 options that we have, this is easily the main event choice out of them. No doubt about that.
And honestly, the fact that we have the Iconics and we have Mandy and Sonya, we've really got some of the best picks for women as well.
Yes.
For this roster. There's not one weak link, in my opinion.
No,
so,
there isn't.
I mean, I haven't seen Lana wrestle, so her aside, you know, recently, everybody else is a strong competitor. So it's going to be really exciting to see the women's division work with each other.
Yeah.
Asuka lock on Peyton for the win. So Asuka and Becky got some revenge from last week. Charlotte with a little momentum on Carmella. Mm-hmm. And Carmella is holding the title in fear as SmackDown goes off.
I feel like she was crying.
Yes.
Almost.
All right. We got right around 10 minutes. We got some news and then we got to do predictions. So it's time for some wrestling rap. Gabby, Lay it on us.
Alrighty. So, my favorite time, your favorite time, our favorite time, the wrestling wrap for this week. WWE's Aria Daivari from 205 Live is receiving backlash, death threats post greatest Royal Rumble in Saudi Arabia. He had a skit with the four prospects from the WWE Saudi Arabia tryouts in ring and has been receiving negative feedback ever since, you know, for lack of better words. People are going after him.
Wait, so you mean a heel got a negative reaction? Oh, wait, so he did his job.
He did his job. And listen, I loved it at Greatest Royal Rumble, but he did put out a statement. I don't know if it was his own free will or if WWE asked him to do it on Twitter, but he did come out and say, during an appearance this past Friday, I portrayed a fictional character and played the role of the antagonist, no different than what other actors would do in a movie or TV show. That character does not reflect my personal views, and I apologize to anyone that I may have been offended by the skit. I have an incredible amount of respect for the great people of Iran, and I am very proud of my Iranian heritage. Thank you. You guys, what do you think about this? Is it taking it too far to receive these death threats, or is there a substantial reason to be infuriated as a fan? Share your opinion in the comment section. We want to hear it. What do you guys think?
I mean, different countries obviously have different opinions on perspectives on things. So, you know, we're not going to insult anyone's beliefs or anything of that nature. But to me, exactly what Daivari said, this is a program where people are playing characters. Mm-hmm. In this day and age of social media, everyone over the age of 5 knows this.
Yeah.
So, and he's going out there. He didn't go out there on his own just like, no, I'm making my moment here. Mm. Sorry, Vince and all the writers and everything. I'm right. going out. No, this was a planned segment. This is what how they worked on what he would say.
Didn't they get beat up in the end?
Yeah, and he got beat up at the end. I'm honestly surprised that they made him issue the apology and not just WWE issue the apology. Right. That's the one part that surprised me.
Maybe he did that on his own because he's getting these weird...
Could be.
Also true.
Like, who's he getting the death threats from?
People from Iran or people from Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, just people that are infuriated regardless.
It's one of those things where it's like,
from everywhere.
These people give wrestling fans a bad name and make wrestling fans look stupid. Where it's like, you can't get over the fact that this guy is a character. Like, come on, people.
Right. Ultimately, at the end of the day, it is a show, so it is scripted, and you don't have to like it. There's times where we don't like what Jinder's saying about Nakamura or other things, but you know, we watch it anyways, and we either laugh, cry, or move
on. All right, next one.
I cry all the time.
We know.
All right, another greatest Royal Rumble controversy at the forefront of WWE news. The advertisements played during the event featuring the female WWE superstars. Saudi Arabia's government issued a formal apology for the superstar ads featuring the likes of Sasha Banks, amongst other women, shown on the big screen at the stadium. This was a statement issued on Twitter, so they love to use Twitter for their PR. Let me tell you. The General Sport Authority would like to apologize to the viewers and attendees of the WWE event that took place in Jeddah over the indecent scene involving women that appeared as an ad before a segment, And then in other quotes, it would like to confirm its total disapproval of this in the shadow of its commitment to eliminate anything that goes against the community's values. The authority has made sure to ban showing of any segment that involves women wrestling or any scenes related to it. And it stipulated that the company, WWE, and the authority also disapproved any promotional stuff with pictures or videos showing women in any decent way and emphasized on a commitment to this rule. And it's a commitment that the authority would still commit to forever in all of its events and programs. Now, we do know there is a 10-year deal, so hopefully they work this out.
Like we kind of said before, different countries have different rules. But it is also 2018. And the world needs to get with the times. You know what I mean?
Like I understand. Well, I don't know. I think it is disrespectful to the culture if the culture doesn't agree with it. So maybe someone dropped the ball at WWE and showed something they knew they weren't supposed to.
I want to know what producer thought, I know the women are not allowed to be on this show, but we're going to show them in this anyway.
I also, knowing them, I wouldn't be surprised if they were like, we're doing this anyway.
Yeah, but that's lot of money on the line for them to play around like that.
But how long is the video that they've showed?
3 minutes?
I don't know. It's a promo, so it's probably not that long.
I don't know. I think it's... it's such a hard issue
the,
for them.
The real punishment is how bad that video is.
But
it's but, such a dumb song.
But no, but I also feel like the whole thing is like them going to this country to do this event. And I understand money is money, but you're pushing this whole women's revolution. Mm-hmm. And yet you're going a place where women can't go and women can't wrestle. And they, you know what I mean? It's, you know, you're throwing too many eggs in the basket. You know?
Yeah. Well, everyone's going to have their own opinions about this, so we'll have to see what happens down the line.
Yes. Next one.
Next one is Ronda Rousey walked the red carpet at the movie premiere for Mile 22 in Las Vegas for CinemaCon. And the movie that she's in will be released this summer on August 3rd. It stars her, Mark Wahlberg, and John Malkovich. So if you guys are interested in seeing that, make sure to check it out, Ben. It's
great publicity for WWE. Mark Wahlberg movie.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
She won't promote it WWE, though.
Probably. All right. Any more?
Anyways, yes. All our last story
one more
of the day.
Right after this. One
in
more.
Case you did not catch Raw or you couldn't make it to Montreal to see it live and are regretting every minute of it because, you know, Kevin Owens brought his family along, then here's your KO update.
Oh, God.
Terry Steen was seen in the audience cheering on his son, Kevin. Then we see him mid-match have a brief interaction with Roman Reigns saying, he's going to get you back, while Roman replies with, yeah, with a nice rest hold. The social media clips can be found on
nice
Twitter.
Rest hold.
Go Papa Steen. And that about closes up my Kevin Owens wrestling wrap of the week.
I got nothing to say about that one.
You really have to check out the clips. They're really awesome. And I love Kevin Owens' dad, too, now.
You're just making good with the whole family, aren't you?
Probably.
He is married with kids. He is married with kids.
Who cares? We could be best friends.
Okay. All right.
Has a brother.
Yeah, maybe he has a brother. Thanks.
All right. We got like 2 minutes left. Let's get into predictions. We got to do some rapid fire predictions here.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV prediction.
Backlash this Sunday. I'm just going to read through the matches and just say who's going to win. We don't really have time to break down who's going to do it. U.S. title, Orton versus Hardy. Tom.
Hardy.
Yeah. Hardy.
I also say Hardy.
Harvey.
Harvey. Intercontinental Championship. Miz, does he bring it over back to SmackDown, win it for the ninth time against Seth Rollins?
No.
I agree. I say Rollins retains.
No, Rollins retains.
All right,
if they do it after what happened with Rollins last night, they're dumb.
Women's. First off, we'll do the women's Raw title match. Alexa getting a rematch against Nia. I say Nia retains.
Nia retains.
I say Nia retains in less than 5 minutes.
All right. Women's title match of SmackDown, Carmella versus Charlotte. I say Carmella retains.
I think Carmella has to retain because of the iconic storyline with her.
Yeah, I say Carmella retains. And hopefully she has a really awesome match.
Yeah, I hope so too. Daniel Bryan versus Big Cass.
I say Daniel. I'm going to say Cass wins.
Big Cass.
I really hate saying that.
Daniel Bryan wins by DQ. So this can continue. Cass is not going to listen to like a 5 count or something. He's going to cheat somehow. Owens and Zayn versus Strowman and Lashley.
Oh my goodness.
I want Owens and Zayn to win so bad.
Me
you
too.
Know it's not going to happen.
What do you mean?
Unless Strowman or Lashley, one of them turns on the other.
I think Lashley will turn on Strowman.
Sure.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
All right. I'm saying Strowman and Lashley are winning.
Okay.
I think Strowman will win and Lashley.
I say Kevin Owens.
All right. That's the only thing the first time we disagreed on something. Joe versus Roman Reigns. It's Reigns.
I'm going to say Joe.
Samoa Joe.
I'm going to say Joe chokes him out. I say he passes out. That's how he wins.
Joe makes Reigns pass out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And finally, WWE Championship, no DQ match. AJ Styles versus Nakamura. This is the time Nakamura finally wins the title.
Yes.
Nakamura
he
wins.
He better.
We all
if
say
not,
Nakamura.
If not, then just send him back home.
Yeah, the heel thing's
get him
not
out of the company.
Come on.
Because now you wasted way too many opportunities with it.
All right, we want to know what you think about it. Leave the comments on the YouTube page as well as the iTunes page. Don't forget to give the 5 stars, like, and subscribe. And follow us on social media. Tom, how can people reach out to you?
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at TomTheCom. Check out my Etsy store at Connolly Central.
Someone just bought like 9 of them or something like that.
Whoa.
Selling like hotcakes.
Bulk orders
for
Connolly Central. Gabby.
Bustling business over there. You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at GabbyLorenTV and subscribe to my YouTube channel. It is linked on Instagram and I'll be here on Tuesday nights for SmackDown Live.
All right. And I'm on Twitter at Will Rosenberg, Instagram, The Will Rosenberg, ProWrestlingTees.com/Christian Rosenberg. Buy a t-shirt. You know you want to. This Sunday in Victorville, California, Alpha Omega Wrestling is back. For more information on that, go to their Twitter page at AOWrestlingCA. And for all your other AfterBuzz TV news and gossip, follow them on Twitter at AfterBuzzTV. Thanks so much for tuning in. For Tom Connolly and Gabby Loren, I am Christian Rosenberg. We will see you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.